Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We are here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah? My friend Michael right here, literally landed in this country this morning.
Do you know what? Just because we didn't have an episode of the
podcast. Committed to the cause.
I thought we're not going to miss a Wednesday.
No, I can't.
We can't.
It might not be four, but
it might. Yeah, it now. It actually might not be four.
If you're watching this now, we recorded this today.
Yeah, facts. That's the first time you lot will be watching a podcast that we actually recorded and released on the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're here. I got on the plane early this morning, flew over, got here straight, haven't even gone home yet. No cream on my face, no nothing. You lot have seen me as well.
That is committed.
You lot have seen me as well without durag. Crazy.
If he didn't fly home from Amsterdam, and he's got to go back today as
I've
well.
I've got to go back. He's
took on a flight just to record this episode. Yeah. I think that deserves a like, people.
Come on,
and
man.
And a praise for MH in the comments.
Come on.
Because if he weren't there, we wouldn't have this
podcast wouldn't be
this
out.
This episode yeah. today. Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's Dan saying though? Why's you there?
There for some live streaming event. Mm. It's cool. It's all right. But you know what it is? I don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
So like.
It's bare seedy, isn't it?
It is.
Bare seedy.
It is. And I don't indulge in that. So really and truly, you know when they're like, oh, go to this cafe. Oh, you got to see this place. Go to this place. I'm like, Last night, I went to a bar that was really nice, like a nice club kind of thing. It was sweet. It kind of gave me England vibes. So I was like, all right, cool. It was playing good music as well. So I was like, all right, I was happy with that. But the stuff that people go down for...
Is puffing.
And I don't do it. Brownies, puffing, mushrooms.
Yeah.
I don't do it. So I can't lie, I'm a bit bored.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in my bed all day.
No, you got to be stoned at your head the whole time. I was just fucking
it's
boring.
It's just boring. It's boring. Not that great. There's no weather.
It's
not changing weather. You're only flying just across the pond.
I feel like damn is one of the things when you're like 18, 19, you gas to go damn.
Yeah, because you can smoke on the public and that's it.
It's
dead. It's actually dead.
It's dead. I can't have that in there. Like, and at night time and that, especially if you are like high.
Yeah.
And fucking you're walking down at night time in the red light and stuff and just fucking there's just all brasses everywhere. Fucking there's people trying to offer you shit. Charlie, excuse me. Just make sure on edge, bruv. Can't lie.
See, I didn't even go there
yet. That's a CD gaff.
I'm gonna
I like how you said yet.
Yeah, no, because I actually am going to go there. When I fly back, I said, okay, cool. The only thing I'm going to do is go red light. Well, not to go to red light. If I see that, no, I'm joking.
Look at the terraces.
Not to go red
light. Me and Casey, before we went there, we went there in lockdown. We was getting red light and we was purposely going up to the most.
In what your opinion was the most?
Butters, bro.
Yeah.
And proper egg and her on. Like, Casey would go out the door and go, me? She'd be like, yeah, baby, you come. And he'd open the door and be like, I don't know.
So like, wait, talk to me about what it's like. I am going to go see it. So when we do the next, whenever there's another episode
gammy.
When I come back,
it's gammy.
I will let you know what my experience of it was. But tell me what it's like.
People have this idea of brasses, yeah. Like, they're, oh my God, I could never fuck a girl that looks like a brass. Oh, they're so amazing. Like, they're jank.
So what's the procedure? When you go on the street, what does it look like?
Like, is it a whole street? They're all okay, but people are like, oh, they look like Instagram models. No, they don't.
They don't, do they?
They're like some dusty prostitute. But like they're cool,
this is
yeah.
Crazy.
You've been on the beers and that, and like, you're fucking one of them geezers, don't mind a brass. They're cool, they're pretty premium for you lot, innit? Do you know what I mean? Ain't no ting from Hounslow, like, you know what I mean?
So wait, is it literally like,
they're literally in a window. They're in a window, literally.
And what, you just walk in?
They're in a shop window, they're waving at you, like, doing that.
No way. Yeah. Well, and you can just go up to them,
and
open the door.
And you just go up to open the door in front of everyone in the street. Open the door, go in there, and then fucking, you just paid them.
Is there anyone in there, just apart from them?
I don't think so, no.
Is it?
I think it's just a room.
Cold.
Yeah, just a room.
But it's just a bit embarrassing though, isn't it? Same as if you want a nick of brass.
Yeah.
Go in there.
Don't do it on a private thing, innit? I don't know. You're going to do it.
Genuinely, I am going to go to look, because obviously it's like a big thing there, isn't it? And I'll let you not know what I think. But yeah, that is quite funny to me, to be fair.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Especially, I remember when I was with my ex. Yeah, I was walking down there. I was a bit high in that. Bruv, even when I'm with my ex, bruv. Yeah. They're still staring at you going like that.
Even with a girl. I was
like, what the fuck,
bruv? You're joking.
I'm on left.
They don't give a shit.
They don't care. To be fair, they seem more attractive when you've actually got a bird. I swear down. I can't lie. I remember when I'd be so real. When I was with my ex, I remember I went down and I was walking down and obviously because you're this is another thing. Yeah, I would never, ever, ever in my life cheat ever. Yeah. It's just, I wouldn't do it. Not even for the girl, just for my own sake, my own moral compass. Yeah. I'd beat myself up for 10, 15 years. But I remember when I was in a relationship, I remember I went down and I remember thinking, like seeing in the corner of my eye and that the brasses obviously walking through red light district and thinking, oh my days, like they're so sexy, they're banging, like what the fuck? Like obviously I'd never do it, but like, oh my days, like, yeah, they're banging. Yeah, yeah. Obviously split up, went back there 2 years later with my boys. I mean, Mason, actually. Yeah. And I was looking at them, thinking in my head they're going to be 10-10.
I'm looking at them like, what the hell is that?
They're not even that nice.
Yeah.
It's like when you can't have something.
You want it more.
You want it more.
Yeah.
And then you think, am I really going to pay like a bill 50 to chop this?
Is that how much it costs as well?
To think so, yeah.
Fuck.
Like, am I really doing that?
Ah, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, look, I don't care what the price is. I ain't going to do it anyway. But what I'm saying.
But it's like at the same time, what I was saying, like, I would never cheat, but why is it, yeah, that
you have the urge?
And I generally wouldn't. I like, you know me.
Yeah, no, I know. You're straight. You're straight.
When I got my girl, yeah, that's on a, she's on a pedestal.
Yeah,
and I'll make it known to other girls that my girl's on a pedestal.
Yeah,
but why when you can't do something, makes you want it more? Why?
I think that's a thing that's instilled in us. You know, it's like if you can't have something, you want it more.
I know.
Yeah. It's like think about it, when you're chatting to things and they move and they chase. Do you keep up with it or nah? Depends though. Depends.
Yeah, if the girls give me a bit of attitude, I like it. And then like, but I know that what's gonna happen in the night. Like then yeah, but I can't lie. If you're making me fucking run a marathon, I'll just stop.
But then say for example now, yeah, if there's something that if there's a girl that it's all coming out now, isn't it? If there's a girl that puts it on a plate, like genuinely on a fucking Michelin star platter, and you didn't do nothing, how does that make you feel? Good? Or just like...
What, if I was in a relationship?
No.
I was single?
Single. And she just lays it out.
If she lays it out and I turn it down, it's more time because you're butters.
Yeah.
I'm not just going
to... Do you prefer that they just lay it out to you and just say, oh, you know what I'm on?
I've had some good looking girls lay it out to me.
And yeah.
It makes it more like... It sounds so terrible, but if you're going to actually put it on me like that and lay out to me like that, all that I think is, cool, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my night, but I know where I'm going at the end of the night. Because you made it that easy for me. You may as well be a brass.
Put me in. You put me in.
10 o'clock, I'll be there. You know what I mean? Girls need to have a bit of a chase. Like, if you put it on the plate, it takes away all the fun, because I know what you want then.
Yeah.
Like, when you're trying to flirt with a girl, you don't know, really. Like, even if you know they're feeling
you're just trying to get
that's
me.
That's the game, it's cat and mouse.
Yeah, it's just...
This is why men and women have different roles, because that is the way it is. If a woman come up to a man and approached him and confidently, like, showed that she wants the...
Yeah.
Then a man's just... He's already scored. What's he got to play the rest of the game for?
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts. He's
got to sit on the bench.
He's freed him up. Yeah, he's
got to sit on the bench. You know what I mean?
And do you know what it is? But that's like, women think that, you know, and they think, oh, well, then I'll never show it. And then
no,
that's
when
they start getting
actual.
There's
a difference between approaching and fully, you must have been.
I hear it.
Fully like, okay, this thing wants chopping now.
Yeah.
that's not, you know what I mean though? Compared to, I like a girl with confidence. If a girl comes up to me, that doesn't mean you want to fuck me. Like,
nah,
do you know what I mean?
Nah.
Just shows your interest. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah,
I'm on about when it's like,
yeah, you're just moving like me.
You're moving mad.
Not like me, but like a man.
But you're moving mad. Proper.
But
always want stuff you can't have. Always.
That's so true.
I was seeing someone before about 2 years ago, and this is the one bad thing that I actually feel bad on my conscience, you know? Can't lie. Like, I think I'm a good person, but one thing that actually does eat me alive, and if I ever get bad karma, I always think it's because of this.
What?
Even though I didn't do that wrong.
What?
But I kind of played a girl about unintentionally because I didn't know what I wanted. Like, I was seeing her, and she's actually a lovely girl as well, but I was seeing her, then I thought, no, I don't want to be seeing her. This is just holiday romance. Brushed it. The moment I brushed it, I was like, it's almost like my whole entire spectrum of my mind changed.
I remember you told me about
this. Yeah. Because I obviously fucking, it was a little holiday romance, then started seeing her at home, and I thought, no, I ain't this. Like, I don't click with her like that. But I almost sold her a dream without even meaning to sell her a dream, because generally I thought
you
I felt
thought
them feelings. But then I realized, oh wait, no, I didn't. Bomb. Brushed it. So confident I wanted to brush it. The moment I brushed her, that whole week I was like, what am I doing?
Where,
I want her badly.
Where were you?
Beaver.
I remember.
About 2022. Yeah. I want her badly, blah, blah, blah. Thinking in my head, oh, why have I done that?
Bro, I thought you was happy though. I remember.
This made me realize, boom. Said, cool, rang her up. I was like, no, I've changed my mind, like, blah, blah, blah. Start seeing her again. The moment that she said, yeah, okay, let's do it, I was like, what have I done? I don't want to see her.
Your brain was just going, and I was just like, why?
I was actually going insane, you know? Like, I was genuinely actually ripping my hair out, thinking, why can't I make my mind up?
Yeah.
Like, why do I want something that I can't have? And as soon as I have it, I don't want it. Like, it don't make no sense. Ended up, yeah, just brushed her again. And then, yeah, I wasn't even being an arsehole. It's just like, I didn't know what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's like that thing of like, you always want
been
you
there,
can't
been there,
yeah,
been
you
there.
Always want what you can't have.
Been there.
It's like we know if we go out, yeah, flirting with girls and all that stuff and whatever, it's not that interesting anymore. Like, I've been single so long now. Like, you know what I mean? But for some reason, that's why I think if I had a girlfriend, I wouldn't be bothered about cheating or want to cheat because I know the crack with what it's like to be single.
Yeah, what it's like already. And you've done it. You've been there.
But then it's like, make me question if boring. I got a girl, would I think...
You wouldn't. I don't think. Because I've seen you in a relationship, bro. You're like, get me head down. Like, you're fully on it. And I like that.
Yeah, man, I just need to find one. It's not even on my mind at the minute, though. You know, like a couple of months ago, I was like, oh, I really want to find a girl, really want to settle down. I kind of do, but it's like, I'm more focused on making bread.
Yeah, literally.
Can't lie.
He's on it, you know. Trust me, you should have seen before he turned on the camera to start. He's got two phones out, absolutely banging.
Yeah, yeah. One, two on one, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Crazy.
The one there. Little do you know.
Johnny's.
I'm the plug in West London.
Yeah, Johnny's the main guy. Trust me, he's a supplier.
Whatever you're smoking and sniffing, it's me.
Someone will take that seriously.
No, obviously it's not. YouTube ain't paying the bills, you know what I mean? I only do it so I can rap about it.
Genuinely. That's actually a thing. Like, can we touch on that, yeah? You know, I've never... So, I don't know how many people listen to my music, innit? Angels... You don't say anything in any of your lyrics that you haven't done.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And I even sometimes feel weird about saying, because I actually do have, mob ties, criminal connections.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
They're all involved in that game. It don't mean nothing to me. Like, that's just the way I've grown up. But I even feel like it's weird about saying something. Like, I remember before I said about my mate being in prison. And I thought, why have I said that line? Like, people are going to think, oh my God, yeah. But I'm just talking truth.
You're actually talking the truth.
But I don't want to talk it because it's badness. I'm just talking my life.
I can't do it. I will never do it. Like, everything I've said, you know what I mean? It's been all right. I don't swear that much as well. But I think I'd love to, though, man.
Do it then.
I'd love to cap.
Oh, no, don't cap. Don't cap.
I'd love to cap.
You've capped a little bit before, in attitude.
Oh, you come on.
Down and out, put you on first class flight.
Yeah. Genuinely, I capped him a little bit, yeah, before.
But not proper, no.
But not proper, like on a serious rhythm, nah, like to be fair, that rhythm's got 5 million views. 5 million streams on Spotify. That's my biggest song.
Mad thing. It's mine as well.
Yeah.
It's our biggest tune.
So, yeah.
So, claim to fame. We didn't
capitalize off that.
Capitalize
it. You know, if we knew about music then, flipping out. Mate. Genuinely,
what about two albums
I didn't even know how that happened. Like, if you lot don't know, me and Johnny made a song called Attitude a long time ago. If they know,
still
they know.
Still getting DMs about it.
Same. Like, people say Attitude. Make another song like Attitude.
It won't do the same.
It will not do the same. But anyway, it ended up getting a whole bunch of playlists in. It's still like, it got. It blew up, and then really and truly, we didn't know.
No, we didn't.
We don't know what that means. We didn't know what that meant. Do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, it's hitting playlists, it's doing this, it's doing that. And we're like, what?
Still getting so many streams.
And we're thinking, why? Like, it's just, we're just thinking, oh, blue, because you know.
But we made that in about an hour.
Yeah, literally. In a shed studio.
Shed
in West London.
We paid the geezer what?
60 quid.
60 quid to produce that and master that.
Yeah. And we made racks off
I still, that's still my highest paid song.
Still highest paid song.
Above any of my other tunes. That gets me peas.
And I think to myself, if you had about 10 of them on the go,
mate, I could retire.
If you had 10 of them songs.
And you're the big artist.
Genuinely. If you had 10 of them songs that Attitude on the go, genuinely, what are you complaining about? You've got money.
Attitude remix.
Who'd you put on it?
Fucking, I don't know, H. Yeah, Philly.
Do you know how crazy that would be? Genuinely, if you had five of them on the go, five songs that were doing as good as that, oh my God, you'd have big money.
Yeah, bruv.
Especially if you didn't touch it.
I've got songs sitting there. I just don't know why I'm not recording them. I'm being lazy with it.
No, you should do it, man. You come to my house. You already know.
I've got recorded. I meant recording, like
as
video.
As in video? Come on, mate.
She needs to up the game.
Come on. I've got some. Nah, don't worry. We'll talk just after. But yeah, stuff. Genuinely, what was I saying? Oh yeah. Don't you think it's... I feel like a bit left out when I'm not talking about criminal activity and that in my...
Why? I don't talk about it. Because I think people are going to go...
Yeah. But I feel like I'm just a bit of a one-laner. All I talk about is heartbreak and then fall in love again.
Well, switch it up then. You're your own enemy.
What should I talk about, mate?
Real stuff.
Yeah, I could.
You know what I mean? Real stuff.
Talk about anxiety.
Yeah.
Would you not want to hear that? Talk about my anxiety, because I can't lie. Me and Johnny are like, we're big men's mental health guys, you know? Like, we probably care about
I'm
that
doing
shit.
A charity match. I can't say when, I can't say where. For men's mental health and suicide.
Is it?
So, yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah. I'm going to top myself on the pitch.
No, I'm crazy. I don't even know. Is that making it? But
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a joke. Jamie, but they're big men's mental health guys. You know what I mean? Like we've supported each other through some bad times.
I think anxiety is actually one of the worst.
It's one of the worst things ever.
And I'm not on about, oh, you got a big job interview tomorrow, you're anxious. That's a genuine human emotion. I'm on about like, you're worrying about what you're going to do when you're 30 to the point where it's spiraling you out of control for the past 2 weeks that you're now getting depressed about it. You wake up and the first thing you think about is, I'm going to be a failure.
Yeah.
Literally every day. That's kind of what I get.
All the time, and I think to myself, like, you think yourself into stuff so much that you think yourself out of it. So you end up doing nothing.
Yeah.
You end up just laying there. And then when you're laying there, do you know what it is? It's like this. Because you think, let's just take that example, for example. You think about, oh, I'm going to be a failure. I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that. And you think of all the right ideas, yeah? But you're so anxious.
No, your voice in your head tells you, you ain't going to do that.
You ain't going to do that.
Failure.
And then you sit there and do, you know all the things that you should be doing anyway, because you think, well, what can I do to pattern it? But because you're so anxious, you end up doing nothing. So you sit there in bed, a day goes by and you're like, fuck, I've done nothing with my day.
Yeah, and you get even more into yourself.
Oh, and that's it. Now it's double trouble because you just wasted a day thinking about the stuff that you should be doing to let the problem go away. Mm. It's a mad spiral, bro.
It is, bro.
Wake up tomorrow and the same thing happens.
I'll be so real. I don't know how I got to the position I'm in with the mental health.
Exactly,
Mum's life.
That's a push through.
Mum's life, I actually don't know how. You know, I've never given myself credit for anything.
Yeah, you don't. You never do.
I hate it when people are like, you're doing so well. It makes me cringe.
Johnny goes like this, yeah. Whenever something good happens to Johnny, the first thing he thinks is, I don't deserve it.
I don't know.
You literally always say, I don't deserve it. I should be doing that.
No, because I always compare myself to people doing better than me.
Yeah, but then...
People are like, you're doing so well for your age, but then...
That list goes fucking
footballers,
on.
Rappers, like...
I hear it, but then...
Why am I not there?
Brother, because that list could go on. Fucking donkeys, bro.
Yeah, mate.
Like, you could sit there and go all the way up to Elon Musk if you really wanted to, mate. Like,
it's not my age, though.
No, but I hear what I'm saying, but then you're always gonna compare.
No, I know.
Do you get
but
it?
I think if
I'm giving this advice, but I go through the same shit, but like, you're always gonna compare.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you know what it is? In what we do and shit, yeah, it's so hard because.
I can't lie, social media is the reason for my mental health.
It is genuinely that.
My job.
It's genuinely
you know me, bruv. No one behind this camera knows what I'm actually like. Behind closed doors, off camera, I am so confident and so content with myself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only because of my job. And anything I put out is being judged by millions of people.
Yeah.
That's what gives me anxiety. Yeah. And I'm going to... My always anxiety is always, I'm going to fail in everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
But it's like, really and truly, why do I give a fuck about people that don't like me? Like, because in real life, if someone don't like me face to face, I don't give a fuck. I'll laugh in your face.
Yeah.
But why do I care about 10 comments that are saying, oh, you're not funny?
Yeah.
I don't know why it gets to me.
It's so bad. You can go through 100 comments or something. I got this with One by One the other day. Like, you go through 100 comments of something And I even done it the other day. I think I was watching Grace done a TikTok with us and she put it up. And there was comments, all good. And I saw one bad comment, I actually replied to it.
Yeah, so do I, but one it bad pissed comment. Me off. So I feel like you would not say that to my face, or yeah, my mum's life, you wouldn't. Because yeah, I've never had hate to my face.
I actually replied to it. I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, I thought,
but it don't get me upset. It pisses me off.
I'm not upset.
You thick as shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm annoyed. I get annoyed, so I replied to it. But like, because I couldn't believe I actually replied. What the hell was I doing? I was thinking, what are you doing? Don't reply.
One thing you got to remind yourself is that fucking they are, what are they doing with their life?
They're not looking
doing
at me.
They're not doing, they're watching you. They're not doing better than you.
Yeah.
They're pocket watching. They're fucking seeing how well you're doing and judging you and waiting for you to fail so they can comment.
And do you know what the worst thing is? Everyone.
That's to the haters.
Yeah. Everyone hates on you apart from people that are just like you. No one
hates on you that is doing better than
that's
you.
That's doing better than you. That's no the one. Worst thing.
Like, that gives me comfort nowadays is that if I see a hate comment, I know you're not doing better than
yeah
me. Because you wouldn't care about me.
You wouldn't give a shit.
You wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So you get on with your life, you fucking in your bedroom, probably 23, yeah, fucking your mum fucking, you know what I mean? You ain't even got a job. Banging out YouTube and like, your profile pictures of Minecraft Steve and that, like, bruv. Fucking neat, bruv. Go sort your life out, you nerd, bruv. Go get some fucking girls or money or something, mate. Go have a fucking holiday.
No, it's true, though. You have to remember that. You actually have to remember that. But obviously, because it's over a phone or it's over a screen and that, you can't really let it out the way
social
you want to let it out.
Gives too many people fucking, actually, it's getting me irate, bruv. Social media gives too many people voices, bruv.
Yeah, because everyone's entitled to their opinion there and they can spray it. All they got to do is type and press send.
They would not have the same energy in real life. I'm never. Not saying I'm a bad man, I'm not. But like,
no, but they just wouldn't.
I've never had no hate to my face, ever. Ever in my life, but somehow everyone wants to comment. It's not even just to me, it's to everyone in general. People can act so bad online.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Behind the screen, bro. At home. There's no consequence to it.
Even to the point where nowadays, like, if someone's giving you chat online, blah, blah, if you say, cool, send your address, where you at? Let's meet up. That gets screenshotted. You look like a waste,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you biting so much? Why are you biting? Brother, he's offering you out. Yeah. And you don't want to go there. Oh, why are you caring that much? Who the fuck is that? Should we answer this on loud?
Go on.
Hello.
Hi, it's Uber Eats driver. I'm outside waiting for you.
Ah.
Sorry, brother. We're coming right now. Right, sorry about a little break. We just had to eat a bit of jerk rice
chicken
and peas.
It was good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
Done the job.
And
now, apologies, I'm going to be burping the whole rest of the episode.
You literally can't help it.
Something wrong with my guts.
You can't help it.
But there's no point in me going to doctors because I'd be like on a 3-week waiting list.
Genuinely.
Swear to God.
I'm literally on one now.
I know. Why are doctors in London so shit?
You saw me in the car trying to get an appointment. Yeah.
So dead. You know, I booked an appointment to get a urology scan. I think it's called that. On like my bollocks.
Why?
Because I had shooting pain in my balls, bruv. And it went. But I had a shooting pain bad in my left bollock. Yeah, I wanted to get it checked out. She had a little feel up in that. Said it was calm. No lumps and all that. Something to do with like a varicose vein. Something like that. But anyway,
okay.
I was going in for a scan to double confirm it. This was 2022. It keeps getting pushed back. I just got another text today.
No, that's what the email was in the
saying we've pushed it back to May. They keep pushing it back. This was 2022, brother. Imagine I had fucking something wrong with me down there.
Yeah.
I'd be fucked.
Yeah. 2 years deep. Is it?
They pushed it back, I think, 5 times now.
That's so bad, you know?
Yeah. So bad.
2 years.
Yeah, so bad. You should just go private, but like, imagine.
Don't have the money for it.
Exactly, bruv.
It's peas. I need to put my mum on private, you know?
Yeah, I need to get on private, to be fair. I can't lie.
Can't deal with this NHS stuff. Can't.
Sitting in A&E for 8 hours.
I went to A&E. I'm not going to say why. It was mad, but you know why I went to A&E. I think I told you in the car. I was, I told you on the way here. But yeah, never mind. I went. It's embarrassing, so I don't want to talk about it. But I went to A&E, yeah? And in the waiting room, they put the needle. They done my bloods and put the needle in my arm. I was on a little drip.
Oh, yeah, you remember you telling me that?
In the waiting room.
Terrible.
In the waiting room next to people. Someone's next to me waiting to be seen. I'm like, what? They don't even have rooms for you to do that now. There's no space.
You know what the most pointless thing I've ever heard in my life?
What?
Let's have a telephone appointment.
That's what I've got. That's literally what I've got.
That is, I can't. I've got one coming up tomorrow. Life, so all they do is double confirm your appointment. Yeah, yeah, so it sounds like you've got this. So if you come in on this day,
it just keeps everyone at bay. Just waste time though, isn't it?
It's jarring, bro.
It's actually got bad now, bro. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Bad. Very bad. Oh, that food slumped me, bro.
Yeah, nah, now, it. Now.
That food is actually slumped.
The food has got me in a little coma.
Word.
It's called the itis.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Black people get it more than white people.
What's, no, they don't.
Yes, they do. Trust me, it's in the genes. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. You can't tell me
can't
how.
Can't argue with that. But you're racist.
Go on, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, what's the most slumpiest food that you eat?
Oh, mate. So if you want to talk about it, yeah. If you're from where I'm from, I'm Caribbean. Yeah.
What, your name is Michael?
It's my slave name, actually. No. If you're from where I'm from, if you have a serious, like, oxtail or curry, or just soul food, oxtail or curry mutton, rice and peas, mac and cheese, high carbs and high meat, like, mac and cheese will slump you.
Yeah.
A mac and cheese, yeah? But we have heavy portions of mac and cheese, bro. Like, that's borderline a main.
Mm.
On our menu.
Yeah, I know.
Bear mac and cheese. When you eat that with some meat.
I don't eat mac and cheese just because it's fucking, it's too much.
It's just a lot.
It's too much.
Think about it. You put like seven cheeses in there, mix that round, bit of pasta, bake it.
Word.
It's just.
No, it's just.
Heavy.
Word.
Brain, there's not a single air pocket in that food.
No.
You just drop it on your word. Plate in a massive portion.
In it.
Don't and you scratch every little bit of it.
Nah.
And then you sit there. Bear in mind, you've eaten meat with it. You sit there. Right. Undo your top button word. Kind of thing. Nah. Like,
the worst like, mate. Is if you have a beer with food.
Oh my God.
You're actually in pain. So you have to have a ruby. For me, it's got to be a curry in it. With Murray. I have to have a curry, naan bread. Like
yeah.
Curry,
oh, that's heavy.
Bombelu potatoes.
It's heavy, is it?
You're sitting there after cold pie. It's like, ah.
There's nowhere for it to go.
Just waiting to burp, innit? Painful.
You actually sit there and paint.
Sometimes it sits on you. I can't lie. But what did I have the other day? And it sat on me for fucking ages. I can't remember what I had. But it sat on me for like 6 hours. And I was like, oh, bruv. Well, you can't even get a full deep breath yeah. in because your lungs can't inflate because your stomach's taken up.
I know that. I'm dying because I know that exact feeling, brother. You have a drink with food. Right. You have a beer with food. It's bro. It feels like it's here. The stomach starts from here. It's sitting here. It's all its gases, bro.
Oh, it's jank.
You can't even move that much.
Yeah, I can't it's have true. A beer with a curry. That's,
it's that's true. Mad. You actually can't get a deep
even
breath.
A Coke. You can't have a Coke with food. That fills you up too much, bro.
It's so true.
It's water. Yeah. I can't have fizzy drinks with food because it'll fill me up.
You actually can't breathe with it. It's these ones.
Yeah, sometimes you can't breathe, and it's only until you burp you get a bit of space.
You get a bit
down
of space.
There.
It's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But it's still painful.
Yeah, I think it's because I wolf mine down. That's my last meal.
Yeah, Johnny chows down
yeah,
as much.
I do. I eat better.
That's
quick.
Why he burps so much.
Yeah, I think it is. It's there to be eaten, isn't it? What we looked at. Why am I sitting and having a conversation now?
Seconds.
It's just a moment before I've even swallowed this one, I got a new bit on my fork. The moment, in again. So I do it.
That's how you munch. It's actually true. I see.
Yeah, well, we're there to eat.
You finished pretty quick.
I'm not going to stare at it and sit back on my chair and like, oh, let me look at that. And Casey, my nephew, will literally, oh my God, take about 15 minutes to eat one dish. Like, eat it. He'll then sit back for a little bit, go on his phone for a bit, and I look.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The roof is on fire.
A freestyle.
What? Oh, that's sending a beat.
Catch it.
Studio living. Yeah, I'm there. Big Rambo for your hair.
Hey.
Me and MH on the set. Yeah, you know, I might wreck the bet.
Yeah. So is this one done then? Right, we've had a... There we go. I feel like we should keep that in the podcast.
Let's do it.
That one's staying in there. Bit of fire alarm test. Thanks, guys.
Fire alarm test. Whack. Remember them in school? And no one used to believe him.
That was lit. You know what
yeah, I don't know. Your parents are really free and cold than that.
Cut a lesson in half, though. If it was any lesson that you didn't like, it's like, I'm doing a drill to gassed.
What was your most hated lesson in school?
Oh, that's a good question, you know. Maths, only because I wasn't good at it.
Oh, my maths teacher's breath stunk. Oh, my God, bad. Oh, why does
Do you remember your maths teacher's name?
What? Yeah, I'm not saying it though. he was a lovely fella. Lovely fella, mate.
What, like,
probably one of my favourite teachers, that how nice he was.
But it was just booty.
Oh, mate, spent it a mile off. Swear down. I'll be on the bus to school, like half an hour away, I think.
Did he do one of them
first? No. Get my maths book out of my bag. The bag was stinking.
Like, did he do them ones where, when you ask him for help, when he asks you for help. Right, so what have you
got? Mum's up used to this, you know.
So he's got that. So what have you got here?
You doing like, look.
He's helping you and he's right over your shoulder like that. Oh, mate. I know that exact.
Generally, I'd hold my breath. It's more like shit, like he's had a dog shit sandwich. Butted it up, shit. Load of dog shit sandwich, white bread. Yeah, gone. Washed fox piss around his mouth. Yeah. Fucking had about 8 coffees before the day started.
Nah, it's that.
I must have smoked a whole pack of B&H, bro. Must have.
Let me tell you what it is.
And not scraped his tongue.
It's the coffee in the snout, bro. I'm telling you.
Mate. And he must have been plating someone's ass, bro. Fucking hell. No, it was actually like poo. Like actual poo. Like, you know when it actually like, you know sometimes you have a shit, yeah? And you think, oh, that smells like he's his breath. You must have had that before. Why? I get that, you know, that's so weird. I swear to God, yeah? Sometimes if I'm talking to someone, boy or girl, and their breath smells, and I can't get the smell out my nose and they talk to me, I think, fucking hell. The next day when I have a shit, my shit smells like their breath. Like instantly, I'm like, oh, that smells like he's his breath. Or that why is breath. That?
Everyone, this is the thing, everyone has a teacher. Why is it though? Why is it such a common thing? Everyone has a teacher whose breath stinks.
Don't know.
Like anyone can tell you a story about a teacher whose breath kick.
Don't know. They must get fucking ripped in the change.
No, but I'm telling you, it's the combo of the coffee and the cigs, bro.
Clean your teeth, mate.
Remember, they were going through it when they were teaching us. See, being a teacher's not easy.
No, it ain't. Especially nowadays.
Listen, when they get in there, nowadays it's even harder. When they were getting it, when they're getting there, what's it? 7:30, 7:40, before they got to get there before 8, because we come in at 9, whenever we come in,
I can't lie, I don't know where you're going with this, but it's not an excuse for your breath to stink.
No. Genuinely, they're just stressed out.
I couldn't give a fuck.
They woke up in the morning and they're like, I've got to teach kids for 6 hours.
They chose to do it.
Yeah. So before they're doing that, they're out, they're just out the back with a double espresso.
Yeah, to be fair, they don't give a fuck
double
if kids find their breath
and
smell.
And a B&H.
Innit? They don't care if a kid finds their breath smell.
100%, they don't care. They hate us.
Yeah, word.
Do you not think about it, yeah, as well?
They used to probably like, see, back in the day, my dad used to go to school. He used to get a book thrown at him. My dad used to get the cane every morning.
My dad used to tell me they got the cane. I'm telling you right now, yeah, you lot at school now, I'm telling you, you lot are watching this. If you're at school, I'm going to tell you lot for a fact. You see your teacher, you know, yeah, you know the teacher I'm talking about. The one that you give ag to. The one that you piss off a lot. When he or she goes home.
He's going to kill himself.
No. You know, they go home to their partner, to their friends, and they go, that scrawny little, yeah, whatever your name is, let's say Joe, yeah, and they bitch about you all day, and they probably talk about your parents, probably talk about everything. I've got a mate that's a teacher, he doesn't.
No. I actually do feel, now that I'm a man,
you can tell.
Different perspective. Like, I was saying to my nephew the other day, my Casey's little brother, he's 16, which went on holiday to Tenerife, and he's probably grown up to like a probably like older teenager now. And like he was saying, I'm moaning about like college and all that. I was like, but you do not know how easy you have it. Fucking hell. Like even Casey, like 2 years ago, obviously he's 20 now, when he just turned 18, me and Joe always stress about money, always moan about this, want to be doing this, but this has happened. And he's like, you two always just moan about life. Like life's not that bad.
I bet you now.
And literally he used to say, I don't get why you stress that much. Now, my good God, he even said the other day, he's like, bro, you was right.
Yeah, cool.
Like, fits you like a ton of bricks.
It comes
when you're
a grown
man, you've got to pay for everything yourself.
Facts.
Fucking like, oh, it's just long.
Genuinely.
When you're 16, wow.
Slaps.
But even me, I remember my older brother saying to me, listen, when you're going to miss these days.
Slaps.
I'm a fuck. I can't wait to get
out. Can't wait.
Oh, mate. Fucking
absolutely up. Slaps, though. I can't
you
lie.
You have no responsibility.
Yeah, you got nothing to do. Nothing
no
to
responsibility.
Do you know what I mean?
You're just doing what you want to do.
You're just chilling. But... Bro. Just an education, whatever. Yeah, cool, do my homework. Cool, go to
school
lessons.
School was so
cool.
Easy.
School was easy. I smashed
school was
it.
Fun. School was sick.
I just tossed about. Blah. Did you? But then I got really good grades.
No, to be fair, in school, because my mum drilled it into me, I cared quite a lot about getting good grades. So I did. But in college, because I generally had this myth in my head that if you get good GCSEs, you'll get a good job. I generally, that was actually
brainwashed
into my head.
That's what they drill into you.
That was brainwashed into my head.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's good to get good GCSEs, but all it does is get you into college.
Because
I remember when I tried, I revised every night for like 2 hours a night. I was proper on it because I was like, I need to get a good job. I need to make my mom proud. How naive was I? I then went, when I passed all my GCSEs, I got 7 Bs, 3 Cs. And then I went to apply for like 2 different jobs. And they was like, you need some work experience. And I was like, well, how do I get work experience without a job?
Yeah.
And they was like, well, we can't help you with that.
Yeah.
How am I meant to get a fucking job without work experience?
That's the biggest dead end
ever. And I was like, but I got GCSEs. And it was like, almost laughed at me. Like, that means nothing.
No, it means nothing.
And then when I went to college, I thought, oh, do you know what? Qualifications don't mean shit, clearly.
Yeah.
They but they do, innit?
I mean, don't, like, this is not a thing to say, don't smash it in school. Like, definitely give your best.
It's like a ladder.
It's like a little ladder. You've got
to get that first to get that, to get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I went college, I thought, I want to be self-employed.
Yeah.
I can't.
Did you ever want to go uni?
No, I'm just going to go for my mum. Bare cliche. I probably said this before, but fucking when I was at college, I didn't even really fucking want to be doing it. I'd done A-levels first year, film studies, English lit, English lang, and so I didn't even know. What the fuck did I do?
You did 4 subjects. I did 4.
Was it media? No. How can I not remember what I'd done at college?
How can you not? I do. I've done computing, business, sociology, and psychology. I just took both of them because I didn't care about them two, but I wanted the computer and business.
Oh, film studies and I think it was digital art.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know, bruv.
Yeah.
Yeah, failed them because the exam days were on the same day as my holiday.
So you just went,
fuck
that,
I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I ain't mad. I'm missing out on a family holiday. A memory solidified in my memory.
Yeah, true, my life.
Over this exam. I should do it again next year. True. That's the way I see it. And then they didn't let me retake next year. They just said, no, can't do that.
Is it?
Yeah, so the next year I done BTEC Media Level 3. So it's basically like the equivalent to 1A level. And oh my God, it was so piss easy. So my college and another college is joint, but they're different areas.
Yeah.
But they're like the same brand of college. I had the top 20%, no, top 20, I don't know, percent or what, worst attendance in joint both colleges, and I still got A star.
You don't need to be there, low key. I swear. I used to
literally walk into class with fucking hot chocolate, man, and a like, bagel, sit down, think this is so easy. It wasn't easy, but because I'd done YouTube and Photoshop and
that's
all it was.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember I showed my teacher on Photoshop how to use the magic wand and he was like, flabbergasted. He was like, no, but you do have to follow the way the guidelines do it. Like, he was using the pen tool and that and then making a layer mask in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what you're doing because you're doing it.
Exactly. And then I'd finish early and then I'd be like, can you help like some fucking divvy student, bruv? I was sitting next to him and he's like, oh, don't do that. How do I fucking like, you know what I mean? Stupid shit.
You just gotta go search it. It's genuine. How did you learn? Did you go on YouTube and teach?
I just always been involved in that shit. I just always,
like, when you wanted to make thumbnails and that, you had to like think to yourself, oh, I've got to use Photoshop, or I've got to do this, I've got to do that.
You gotta deep it. I was doing YouTube really and truly from year 7.
Yeah, literally early doors.
Not my main channel, but I was
doing old stuff.
Yeah.
When you went to learn it, did you just like search it up and then just go learn it?
Yeah.
Genuinely, that is what
I genuinely
that
now.
Is what that's what the curriculum is now. Genuinely, yeah. I swear to God, you could do it. When people tell me they do, in college and they study music and that, or music, whatever the fuck it actually is. I don't know what the full curriculum is. They're like, oh, we're learning to use logic. Learning to what?
Just why don't you?
You're going to school to learn how to use logic.
I know, mad, isn't it?
That's mind blowing.
I've learned that in about 2 weeks.
Fucking. It's my a 15
brother,
minutes.
My brother failed most of the GCSEs. He ain't the brightest tool in the box, he can use logic.
Genuinely.
No,
I'm not. There's a 15-minute tutorial on YouTube. It'll cover the whole curriculum right there. Listen, if you lot are in college doing
when
that.
People are out of a job. You know what I mean? Whoever that teacher is right having a jolly up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I could do it. I'll go in there and teach how to use logic. I'll just for the whole every day we'll just watch the same 15-minute video though. Like, this is it, guys. Genuinely, this is it.
That's all you gotta do.
This is all you gotta do. Just learn it.
Exactly.
Just go and learn. That's what I did. And then done. That's a whole year curriculum. Nah, genuinely, bro, I deeped it. Like,
it's a whole year.
It's a whole year curriculum. They teach you how to do something that you can learn in 20 minutes genuinely online.
It's mad, isn't it?
I think that's mind blowing, bro. mind blowing. It's different now though, isn't it? We did have it. What am I talking about? You could just search stuff up. We just didn't.
But nah, but not as good though. Now, we used to have BBC Bite Size.
Yeah, like we had BBC Bite Size. There's different little things, yeah. But now I swear, if you want to learn how to use that, you can even go on TikTok and watch a 1 minute video.
Word.
It's mad.
Bad.
How are they going to keep the curriculum up for everyone?
Because like for maths and shit like that, it's different.
That's just, you have to have the arithmetic. Like you got to have, you know what I mean?
That's the thing where you keep doing over and over. You've got to
keep doing it over and over again.
And
practice makes perfect.
But yeah,
you see, for anything that involves any sort of technology, any sort of anything in it, I can't lie, big struggle for a curriculum because you can literally just go online.
But it's about having a grade.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's all it's about.
But then in terms of like going to learn it, how? How do you do that? How do you sit down? How do you sit through a lesson?
Well, my media lessons used to be like, no joke, we'd work on one like almost picture or project for like a good like month. And it would just be like, this is so random, but cutting Katy Perry's head off of her and putting it on another body.
Right, right, right.
It would take us a month because there'd be like 3 lessons a week.
And then they'd take you through each little segment.
And there'd be Gemini people in the class going, not known to do it.
Oh mate, I'd die.
I used to, Gemini, I think this is why my attendance was so bad. I used to do what I got to do, finish the whole project, and then fucking get up and leave.
Yeah, because what's the point in coming back?
What's the point? I used to say to the teacher, like, I'm done. I'm just be like, help someone else. No, I'm going to the toilet. And I'm just not coming back.
Yeah, don't we help someone else? No.
No, why am I helping someone else? I used to go Nando's and sit there. But I used to go out at college, no joke. My college class used to start at 9, yeah? I used to come in at 11 and leave at 12. It used to be 9 till 3.
That's
it used to nice, come 11, man. 8 to 12. I swear to God.
That's nice.
So bad. But the teacher never used to get on to me. I had a 6. What was his name? Gareth, I think it was.
Good name.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was a nice geezer. But he never used to get on to me because I used to smash my work.
Just do the work.
Because to me personally, it was piss easy.
Yeah.
It was basic Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like basic. So I come in, bum, 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 do it. And I'm like, well, why am I here? Why am I sitting here for the rest of the day?
Yeah. You don't want to do that. I like that though.
Yeah, but then it got to the point where I had to go to the, not head teacher, because it's not really head teacher of college, but like, I got whatever that is, that person is. And they was like, oh, if you miss one more lesson, then we'll kick you off the course.
Is it?
Yeah, so I used to just do my work, sit there and listen on my phone and that, because I think, oh, I've done it now. Like, I'm just sitting here for what?
Yeah, they do that. I got kicked out as well. I got kicked out of college in my second year. So I just left. Attendance.
So you didn't get kicked out, you left?
No, I got kicked out. That's why I left. I got kicked out. I even been kicked out of school before.
And did
I got kicked out of school. But then my dad had a word and got me back in. I can't believe it. Genuinely, it was unreal. I was in year 10.
What did you get kicked out for?
I barged a teacher.
What, on purpose?
Yeah, it was bad. I can't even laugh about it.
Why? Why did you barge him?
Mate, with all due respect, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't push me around.
Yeah. Surely weren't pushing you around. You're a kid.
Nah, she was trying to.
She. Fucking hell.
She weren't built like a she. I'll tell you that.
Go on. I want
to
hear
just,
this.
She was just trying to. It was my history teacher, and she was trying. I can't even remember her name. She was trying to just.
My history teacher was Leng. I swear to God.
She was trying to assert a lot of dominance. Yeah. And I had a bit of a mouth on me. I can't even lie. And obviously, I tried to be like. I was trying to be that class clown guy as well, but. It was just too much for me, bro. I was in a corner. I was in a corner of the room. Next to me is a desk. The room, like, genuinely, she was on one side. I was in the middle. I was in a corner of a room. I wanted to get out. I felt claustrophobic. She's shouting down my fucking, genuinely in my face.
Yeah.
And I just barged her.
Well, like shoulder barge?
Shoulder barge. Shoulder barge, bro.
Did she fall over?
No. But she went... absolutely effort. Genuinely.
Did you just leave?
No, she started shouting at me again, and I said, what's got into you today? I said, has somebody died? Is that what it is? I was like, someone's died, innit? Someone's died in your family. I was like, well, do us all a favor. If that's happened, you should call into work and say, I'm not coming in today because I'm not in the mood. Someone's died. I've got death in the family. It's that, isn't it? She started crying. So it made me think that it was true. And then when we went outside into the corridor, bro, Jay, I'm like, what, 14 years old? Like, how am I coming up with that kind of speech?
Word.
I was watching too much TV. When I come out into the corridor, there's like 3 or 4 teachers consoling her. She's crying. It was bad, bro. It was unforgivable. unforgivable.
I think it's the fact that someone definitely did die.
I think someone definitely died.
I don't think it's the barge, innit?
Yeah. It was that. That was, I think that was like the icing on the cake. And I think it was at that, it was at that point that I started to feel bad because I seen what I had done.
Yeah, like, yeah,
it was,
yeah, yeah.
It was mad. There were, she was crying, look, bro, she was really going through it. She was crying and there was other teachers around hugging everything. And I was thinking, oh my God, she probably like lost a parent, something like that.
Lost her cat.
I'm at, genuinely. That's so, no, genuinely, there's probably no chance that this teacher's would ever see this, but if there's, oh mate, I actually feel so bad.
My history teacher was Leng.
Is it?
All right, Miss Walker, hit me up. You know, I'm of age now. Mum's life. No, everyone, she, you know, makes it find it even sexier, yeah? Now, she was probably like 25.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah,
that
yeah,
I'm 25,
yeah,
yeah, I think.
Yeah, we could do a little size.
But she's obviously a lot older than me now. Yeah, but I'm yeah, saying, like, when I was a kid.
Found that Leng.
Think she's 25. She looks like a fucking grown ass yeah, woman, yeah, bruv. You know what I mean?
Genuinely.
But I'm that age now. Scary, bruv. Everyone in my class used to fancy her bad.
I hear it.
And we used to flirt with her. And you think, how fucked is that, really?
Did she dish it out?
Nah, of course not, bruv.
I had a couple teachers dish it out, you know.
To boys, little boys.
There was a teacher, God rest her soul, she's passed now. So I'll talk about her politely. Yeah, she dished it out to a student.
Is it?
Yeah, it was common knowledge.
Well, fucked him.
Yeah. Common knowledge,
oh,
bro.
Oh, how about this, yeah?
Common knowledge.
How about this, yeah? So I can't say who this is, obviously, but someone I know is in the nick, yeah?
Oh no, go on, yeah.
He's in the nick, yeah? He's messaging me the other day. He's like, no, he rang me to be fair. And he was like, guess this person will follow on Instagram. I said, who is it? So that's one of the screws on the wing.
She's oh like, my God.
She's handing out blowjobs.
So what?
He's like, gives her a follow. She loves your stuff.
Never. Yeah. No, but they move like that. When I went to,
I was like, say no more.
That's cold. That's cold. Yeah, you know what? No, that's mad. Genuinely, but I clocked it. You know, when, you know, some of these screws that are.
Oh yeah, yeah. They yeah, move I know bare man have chop there. Screws. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like when I went, obviously, I'm not gonna say I used to go and visit. Yeah, I used to go and visit someone often in a jailhouse. Yeah, but bro. I'd see them actively flirting even on visits.
Yeah. But I've been on a visit, yeah, and fucking you can't even, you know, you can't even like fucking move your feet around.
Yeah.
Swear down, you can't take your shoe off, nothing like that. You take your shoe off, you get strip searched and
that's mental.
Yeah. Can't even touch each other. But then you see some people, they're all lips and up.
Yeah.
Like they all fucking touch yeah. each other up. But then the people that see them geezers that are lips not their burden, having a right old feet up.
Yeah.
When they go in, they're going to get proper strip search, is it? Bent over proper, a mirror yeah, a lot. Yeah. yeah.
Shit. Shit. It's deep. Yeah, but some of these female screws. And then I feel like the ones that I see, I feel like they're in there for that. Like genuinely, they love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sometimes, isn't
like,
it?
Like this woman's come and said, even one of this woman come and said to God, I was. She come and said to me, he's trouble, isn't he? He's trouble. Got watch out for him, innit? He's trouble. And I'm thinking like-
Definitely you've been over.
You've definitely got, yeah, you've gone over for
100%.
At least four men in there. You know what? Sometimes, one time I was on a visit, yeah? I was on a visit. Such an interesting story. Seeing how life is in prison and stuff. Like you get to see everyone else and that with it at their table.
Mm.
And the guy who I'm with is like, yeah, you see that guy over there? That guy over there and that guy over there got nicked for the same thing.
Oh, no.
He is about to snitch on him. He doesn't know that he snitched on him. He's getting out next week and he doesn't know. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's all unraveling in front of my eyes and that. I'm just getting the prison drama. It's scary. I'll never end up there.
The person that I went to see, well, I've been a couple of times, but this person, he was pointing out the nonsense.
Never.
Yeah, there was some greasy fucking long hair.
Do they look like?
Oh, they look terrible, yeah.
Oh.
Or like R charges and shit. I didn't think they go in the same visit room.
Yeah, why?
Don't know, because they're watched by screws, aren't they? So.
Oh yeah, well like, then yeah. Well then yeah.
Yeah, you know
that
what I mean?
Is mental. Because wouldn't there be like, well there's probably kids in the visit, well there is. I've seen kids in there, but.
Yeah, there is. Maybe one announced, maybe it was R charge or something. I don't know, but it was something to do with that kind of category, innit?
That's mental, innit?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I feel like we should finish.
I feel like we should finish on that note.
That was crazy. we're just getting right into it. Somehow, 2 minutes ago, talking about my history teacher.
Right, now we're talking about jail.
But yeah, we'll leave that. Hope you enjoyed the episode, really. See you next week.
See you later.
Take care.